Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
We're like so hard on ourselves all the time, and like, if you don't take like time to reflect, like how are you going to like recognize the wins, like all the great moments that you had, like that matters so much. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode and happy new year to everyone. Welcome to 2024.
I know, it's crazy that we're in 2023.
Oh shit.
I was totally about to go with it and then was like, wait.
You know, when I said it, I also was like, that doesn't sound right. I think because I've already been like talking about some 2023 plans. I just like thought like we were already in 2023. My bad.
You're totally fine. I was like really close to going on with it, but it was also really cute because you were like, welcome to 2024. Like so welcoming and confidently, and that was super cute. I kind of hated having to burst the bubble, but I knew someone would, like I knew a listener would, so it's better me than them.
Oh, 100%. I definitely was not thinking clearly there. I feel like this, I think I was just like really nervous to even say the line because we're technically recording this in 2022 for our listeners, so you know, not totally in the near yet.
Yeah, we're getting there though, but it's just crazy to reflect on 2022, and it's been such a big year for us because, I mean, one, the most obvious one is we started this podcast in 2022, so this year will always have a special place in our hearts. Yeah, I just can't believe how, one, fast 2022 has gone, and two, how much we've done in 2022. It's just crazy.
I know. Divya and I had actually met up a couple of days ago because she was in town in Chicago visiting her family. And so we were just hanging out together and we were like reflecting on how much like we've done in the past 8 months, like with our podcast. And I think that we like when we like sit back and reflect, we always are like so shocked with, you know, our listeners and the guests that we've had on and all the work that we put into it. And it's like, you know, reflection is always nice, I feel like, because like in the moment, you are not thinking about everything that you're doing and all the work that you're putting in because you're just like trying to get it done. And then, like, you know, when Divya and I were reflecting back on it, we both were kind of like so proud of ourselves for, you know, putting ourselves out there and putting the podcast together in 2022. So yeah, it's been a crazy year.
Yeah. And I'm proud of ourselves for actually like putting it together, like how we had envisioned. I wouldn't say that the podcast was like a quote unquote resolution or anything, but it was definitely this like intention that we had for quite a while. So, you know, you can always push things off. Like we could have been like, oh, we'll do it the next year, like we kind of had been doing in the past. But I'm really proud of us for just like sticking to it and doing it. Like obviously there are a lot of things when I reflect now that I'm like, oh darn, like that would have been cool if I did that in 2022, but, and that's fine. But the podcast is something that I'm really glad that we did do.
Yeah, I actually kind of want to read something. So what I do every year is like a bullet journal. And if you haven't heard of a bullet journal, it's basically, your own, like I'm sure a lot of people have seen like planners and other like journals out there that maybe like sets things up for you in terms of like journaling. But I kind of do a journaling and a planner in one. And so I kind of like make it myself. And it's like I have an agenda for a month, but then I also journal for those months. And so I'm really passionate about my bullet journaling. I feel like I've been talking to Divya about it for like so many years now because like it's just a way for me to set it up. So I don't know if we post a video of the clip, like this is how my journal looks. And
Oh, I love it. I actually don't think I've ever seen what your journal looks like. You
yeah,
talk
but
about it all the time, but I've never seen it.
I get a new one every year. So, but it's really funny because I haven't like fully reflected back on some of this stuff, but literally, like this is like January 2nd, and I have a page that says like podcast ideas, and it kind of like I have like why Divya and I want to start a podcast and who would like listen to our podcast, and it has like one of my goals is like kind of number one is like starting a podcast with Divya, and it's very interesting because like as the pages go on, there's like more discussion about the podcast, but like not like a lot of like details, just like, oh, the intention of wanting to start one. And like Divya said, it wasn't like a resolution for us, but more of like an intention this year to start a podcast and to think like what I wrote in January, which was writing like our who, our why, and like what we're gonna like create out of it. And to where we are now, I'm like completely shocked with the result of
Oh my
it.
gosh. I have goosebumps. That's so sweet. I didn't even know that you had that all in your bullet journal. But I mean, just you saying January 2nd is crazy because it's just like that's a full year basically.
Yeah, I remember like a little bit, like in terms of the details, like we didn't know where to start. And like, I will say, like, what we really did was like to send a lot of articles to one another and be like, oh, like this article seems cool, like have a read, like maybe we can like learn from it. Like I remember we did a lot of that in the beginning because like since we didn't know where to start, we knew we had to like educate ourselves in a lot and like learn a lot of things. And I feel like that's why we like maybe when I like looked at my journal, I was like, oh, so we actually did kind of start in January, but we didn't do anything for months. Because it was a process, and I feel like just putting like letting anyone know who wants to start anything new or like, has been thinking about like, something to do in the back of their mind, like it takes months, months of like learning and figuring things out. And so like for anyone that's like feeling stressed or discouraged or not sure where to start, like all you can start is like by starting somewhere like a focus point and like growing from there. And like that's literally what we did.
Literally. Because now that I think about it, you're right. We were sending articles back and forth and honestly just learning about the podcasting industry. Like, this is totally new territory for both of us. And so, for like 3 or 4 months, we were just solely sending each other articles and trying to learn about what to do, like how to do it, before we even ordered these microphones on Amazon and started recording. And so, that's such a good reminder because when I need to even remember that to apply in my own life because we sometimes have a vision or like, I want to do this. And then when we don't do that in a week, we're like, oh, screw this. I'm not going to do it. I didn't do it. But this podcast took so much time, like of just this groundwork and setting up a foundation. And I even forget that in my life sometimes when I'm trying to achieve things.
I know, and like just for even like reference, our trailer came out on April 29th of 2022. And I told you guys, right, like on January 2nd, we were already discussing ideas. So from January to April, we like, that was like how much time we took to like really learn, figure things out, find a name for ourselves,
Oh my gosh, yes.
our content. And also, we recorded our trailer in our closets and we had to record it like 20 times. Our trailer's probably like a minute, 30 seconds. I don't know, even know how long
Many
it is.
times.
And I remember when we recorded it, we like didn't have our mics back then. And like we did, it was so funny. It was on Zoom, but we're just like laughing because we're like, oh my God, this is so awkward. How are we gonna do this? And It's really funny to see where we are now. Like now, like I like travel with my mic. And Divya does as well.
It's
Like
like
we
part
both,
of you.
yeah, like because I'm home. I'm still back home, like in the suburbs of Chicago. So like I knew we were gonna be recording, so just brought my mic home and here at home recording. It's really
Yeah.
funny to me.
It's like part of it now because I remember the first time that we really were recording an episode. We both were just like staring at each other and we're like, who talks? Like, how do we do this? And now we hop on and we felt so weird talking to people that were not with us. Like, we felt so awkward about it. At least I know I felt really awkward with it. And
Yeah.
now I can just talk to you and I almost feel like, oh, I know our listeners are there. Like, I don't have to. It just like you get over some of those things. But
Yeah.
I honestly think it took a lot of time. Like, only now reflecting on it, I'm realizing, wow, I've had growth in that way. 'Cause I never really took a moment to be like, think about how I'm more comfortable with that.
Yeah, same. I remember in the beginning, I don't think I like talked much in our episodes. Or like I needed you to give me a little more encouragement to talk or like share my ideas because I am like between me and or Divya and I, like I am the more quiet one or like the more shy one. And in the beginning, I think it came off as I was like slightly uncomfortable talking on a mic with and sharing my thoughts with everyone. But now it's like second nature to me and I love it so much. Like that's like the number one thing that I do want to share too is that like we both love doing this and we have like a lot of fun with it as well.
Even when I listen back, it's so cool for me as your best friend to see you've bloomed through this through some of those experiences. Like, I know at first it was more just like, okay, like prompts, but now just giving you that space to like being able to see you grow into yourself has been like really cool for me too to be able to witness, because I've definitely seen more confidence. And it must have our Morgan, who does both of our hair, she's amazing. Just Morgan, check her out on
Shout out
Instagram. She's,
to
shout out to her, she's great. But she did say too to Ravisha, and she told me that she loved listening and hearing that, like as the episodes went on, like Ravisha sounded like she was more and more comfortable and was talking more. And like, that's just so cool. So, I mean, she saw that, but I wonder if like other listeners did too. But it's just like really start things and just go from there. You don't have to be perfect. Like, a lot of the time where we think we have to be ready, but it's just like, just do it, right? Like, you'll figure it out along the way. We're still figuring it out. We still are some
Yeah.
days like, whoa, what do we do?
Yeah.
Like, remember what was the RSS feed? We were like, for
Oh
so
my
long, confused
gosh.
what the heck an RSS feed
There
was. We were
was,
like, for a
yeah.
week being like, what is that?
I think it was really funny. So, for those of you who don't know, like when you have a podcast, you have something that is called an RSS feed, and that's what like gets your podcast out there. And so, when we were first learning about this, Divya and I are like, excuse me, what is an RSS feed? How do we even get an RSS feed? What does that mean? And I remember some of our text exchanges were being like, in all caps, like, I'm confused. Do you know what an RSS feed is? I'm reading all these articles. How do we get an RSS feed? This is so confusing. It was like really, it's like comedic relief now, right? But like in that moment of time, I was like, oh no. This podcast will never be released because we don't even know what an RSS feed is.
No, we're like, we don't know where to even start with it. But it just makes me think like what 2023 is gonna bring. I mean,
I
I know
know.
that we don't want to be like making quote unquote resolutions. Like, we like Ravisha and I said, like, we want to make intentions, like journal out our thoughts, our values, how to get there. But I guess like before we talk about how we don't make or we don't want to really, at least for us, we choose that this is best for us. I know everyone is different. Like, maybe for you resolutions have been helpful, but why don't we just like maybe talk about and normalize why for some people resolutions aren't helpful, like for you and I.
Yeah. Well, one, I think Divya and I have kind of talked about this in like last like 5 years or so, which is crazy. But like, I think January 1st just holds too much of pressure for a lot of people to like snap their fingers and like change everything that they do, like in terms of like their lifestyle. And you know, I think that it's like it's nice, like you're motivated, and you know, you're like, okay, January 1st, I'm gonna like maybe like the number one thing, right, is going to the gym more or like working out, like fitness journeys. And I just think that, like, instead of making a bold statement of like, all right, I'm gonna go to the gym like 7 days a week, or I'm gonna become a runner, I think we're missing the step before that, and it's to figure out your why, figure out how slowly you will like be incorporating these lifestyle changes and maybe what you expect to see in a month's time versus like you're starting at the beginning of 2023 and you want to see result, like go back and see what your results are at the 20 in the beginning of 2024. I think it's like too dramatic of a leap to make. It's almost a way for you to like fall out of making that resolution, because you know, for if you're not someone that goes to the gym routinely and you want to like make it a routine of yours, you have to start small. And I think we've mentioned this before.
Yeah.
Starting small is like what helps you be successful in the end.
Exactly. Yeah, because you have to start small to have any kind of change in behavior. And I think like we recognize that too from like the years and years ago that we used to set resolutions. Like we would literally set them on January 1st and tell each other. And then like by beginning of February, we would have just like not even done it because it's unrealistic. And so I think for us, we've just been able to set more realistic goals with ourselves. Like was our goal and resolution that January 2022, we are going to be releasing a podcast and having our episodes out? No, we just were like, our intention for 2022 would be great to start a podcast, to finally start the podcast that we've been talking about. Like whatever steps we take into doing that, let that be. But a lot of the time we just set unrealistic goals because how can you just, like you said, right, snap your fingers and everything changes? Like life isn't like that.
Exactly. And, you know, like the minute you, like, I feel like January 1st, like that first week, everyone's in it, right? They're like, oh yeah,
oh,
this is like year of change. I'm going to start strong. And that's great. And like, I definitely applaud that. But if you put so much pressure into that first week of January, it's only going to be a letdown once, like, you know, like your routine, like your schedule changes or like, you know, things change that you can't be doing the same things that you did the first week of January. Like that just happens. And so like, I think setting more of an intention, like we've said, is what will be easier for you to like kind of sustain that goal that you have.
Yeah. And to also think about like why your intention is there, that it's not that, like that your intention is meaningful to you. Like for us, having a podcast was meaningful to us because we wanted to share some of these ideas that people didn't talk enough about. And, you know, and so to like educate, to have to normalize ideas so people would feel less lonely, and also in ways of like us to connect to each other in a more creative way. But like, I think that sometimes when we have goals, like especially around the gym, I see this one a lot when it's like, oh, I want to work out to, I don't know, be the certain way or to look the certain way. That one, that goal doesn't stick as much as like a goal that's like, I want to be healthy. Like I want to live a long life so that I can, you know, be there for the ones I love. I want and like live fully. Like that kind of a goal when it's based in your values and what's meaningful to you, like that ends up going a lot longer than just like kind of like this, like, I don't want to say superficial. I can't think of another word, but like more like surface level, I guess, kind of goal.
Yeah, I agree. It's more surface level. And one of the reasons too is why I like bullet journal as well, is because I feel like a lot of thoughts can be starting off surface level, and like you sometimes need to dig a little deeper into yourself on like why goals are your certain goals. Like I mean, Divya and I both will agree to this, that we do have like fitness goals every year that we want to achieve. Like we're not saying that we don't have those, like of course we do, but I'm always like, compared to like, I don't know, in college versus now, like I'm more like, okay, what do I hope to see within 2 months?
Yeah.
And why do I want to see that? Like, why do I want to see those results? Or like, what do you think is driving me to do, like to be fit, you know, like those kinds of things.
Exactly.
And I think that's really helped me because I'm asking myself those deeper questions that need to be answered.
Yeah. So then it's not, again, it's not, like you said, it's not, it's deeper, and it's not just like this thing that's surface level and you're asking yourself that. So like, I like your idea of the journaling, like that can be something that can help you get a little deeper. Cause I imagine that some people are like, okay, cool. Like, how do I get deeper? But definitely journaling. I think like for me, I know that therapy, like it's, there's a lot, unfortunately, like a lot of like an access issue, but if you do have the resources for therapy, that's been something for me that helps get deeper level. But to really just like take time to slow down and reflect. And maybe even when, you know, you hear this episode, it could be an intention that week or whenever you find time in January to slow down, because I think it's really important to dive a little deeper.
Yeah, of course. Also, there's like the strategy or like this framework called SMART, SMART. And I think this is like a framework that like maybe is a good starting point for a lot of people that don't know where to start. So I'm just gonna like read off this article, and we'll link the article in our show notes as well. But this framework suggests goals should be specific, so S, measurable, M, achievable, A, realistic, R, and time-based T. And so the point is that you're most likely to reach a goal if you define it in specific terms. And so I think that's like a great framework for a lot of people, because sometimes if you're like giving yourself all the 12 months to achieve, I don't know, how many pounds you want to lose or like all of that, like that's not, how are you going to like sustain that for like 12 months? You know, like sometimes you can't think back at that. So like if you like have like a more measured time on it, more specific on what you want in terms, and like we're using fitness as like an example, because I do think it's like a very common one for a lot of people. So that's,
Yeah, it's the
you know,
most
how we're
common.
using it. But yeah, I think like if by using this kind of framework, it will really just set you up for success. And more than anything, maybe it'll change your mindset too, on like from where you started to like where you ended.
And like hopefully even just have you be able to dig deeper on your why, and then that can also sustain. And maybe you, when you dig deeper in your why, you also will be able to think of goals that you like never would have thought of before.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, this is just really helpful, I think, to just kind of like think about some of this, because I honestly, like, I have had these like overarching ideas of what I want 2023 to be, but I haven't really like I guess like set intentions yet. I made like a vision board last year, and that was like so fun for me that I think I'm going to definitely do that again. But just even having this conversation, I think that it, I mean, it fully hasn't hit me that the year's ending in what, 4 days. And so that's number one. And then two, as we're talking about this, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I need to think a little deeper into this. Like I need to do my own journaling about this.
Yeah, I mean, Divya and I are really big reflection people, if you guys couldn't tell. And I think what I'm like, I feel like I have a whole process, which is like in and on itself, like really deep for me, but I really like, it really like helps me, because like what I'll do too is like I'm gonna read this journal back, right? Like I'm gonna look, read all my entries, read all the things that I wrote in it. Like I've already shared some things with you guys. And I'm gonna take whatever I read from this year and like set some intentions for next year, but then like work through those intentions by journaling through them. Like I really feel like I feel like I'm not gonna have like a quote unquote resolution on January 1st. I think my resolution will probably be formed by the end of January, because I'm gonna start with my intentions of like what I'm like looking for in this year, things that I feel like I would like to work on, and then kind of build on those. And then by the end of January, I will have maybe like a full-on resolution. That's kind of like I feel like how I work, and like I, because I used to like take a lot of pressure into like January 1st, and like yeah, like I will say I was that person that I was like, all right, intermittent fasting, let's do it, you know, or like going to the gym like this X amount of days in a week, and like it would work for me for like 2 weeks, and you know, then it just would be like, I don't know, this is like kind of hard, you know, like I'm losing the motivation. And so like that's why I'm like, I've changed the way I do a lot of these things, and like for me, January 1st is just reflection time, like soaking in all like the good times of the year before, and like what I'm looking forward to this year. Like that's what really what it is for me.
Being able to kind of take the pressure out of it, because look, you can set an intention in January, you can set it in March, you can set it in July, and even November, you can set it I could set an intention for the rest of the year today if I wanted to, right? And like do it in that, like kind of reflect on it the next 4 days. Like we can take the pressure out of that. So I really think that message is important, because yeah, our society just like hypes it. Like even today when I went to my workout class. It was full. Like, I've never seen the workout class so full. And yeah, like maybe some of it's that people are off, but my off work, it could be that. Or it was also like, oh my gosh, this is wild because also people are traveling. So I'm like, maybe it's people's resolutions. I don't know, like coming in early, but yeah, to just like take the pressure off of you. Cause I think that can be something that gets us feeling really stuck. And also, when we put all that pressure on us, we don't have the moments to reflect and be proud of ourselves or what we have done.
We're like so hard on ourselves all the time, and like if you don't take like time to reflect, like how are you gonna like recognize the wins, like all the great moments that you had? Like that matters so much. I feel like I'm constantly like this year was so busy for both of us, and of course we're not like reflecting as like the time is going. So like when you look back and you're like, oh my God, I did so much this year, like so much great things happened, and like it's so great to like look back at that and like just be proud and happy and like and think about, oh wow, like what am I gonna like change for next year, or what am I looking forward to next year?
I don't know. This is great to just like think about. And I hope that for all of you, it's also meaningful to kind of think about your own intentions. And I would love to hear them too. Like, you should definitely like share with Ravisha and I what your intentions are, whether it's on Instagram or, I would just love to hear your intentions so the both of us can cheer you all along too.
Of course. And if any of you are interested in creating your own bullet journal, I would love to
Oh,
tell
hit her up.
you how to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, hit her up on it. Honestly, you should like make a reel about it when you're making your bullet journal for next
Honestly,
year
yeah,
or
I
something, because
might.
that would be a good idea.
Oh, you're so right. Yeah, I actually might, because like I've learned it like from YouTube, and like I said, like everyone does their bullet journaling a very different way. Like some people are very like the lines all have to be straight, or like there's certain things. Like I kind of do mine in a way where like I know like I'm gonna like do it like every month. So like that's like my thing for it. Like not make it like too crazy. So yeah, I'll show you guys how I set my bullet journal up.
My gosh, yay.
And if you want to do it, like I totally encourage you to do it. It's been great for me. I've been consistent about it for like 2 years now, so.
Yeah, you have been good about it. All right, well, I look forward to seeing that reel because honestly, I want to see it. If anything, make it for me.
I
Okay. Well, again, everyone, thank you so much for such a great 2022 and all the support for this podcast. We again are just like so grateful for all of you and being here and just like being there for us as we help achieve some of these dreams and these goals. And so it's so cool that you guys are joining us in it. So I really appreciate it. And I hope you all have a healthy and a happy new year.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Literally like exactly what Divya said. I think like gratitude is like the only word I really have for like all our listeners. So thank you so much. We hope you all have a great new year, and can't wait to hear some of those intentions that you guys have set for the new year.
All right, bye everyone. Happy 2023.
Happy 2023.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.